Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Randolph Townsend for the whole show on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
Just about everything in our lives is happening faster. Instead of just keeping up, Envy Energy plans ahead so that Nevada families have the energy they need now and well into the future.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Relion Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always delighted to welcome back to the program State Senator, former State Senator Randolph Townsend, a member of the Nevada Gaming Commission. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
It's wonderful to be back. Been a long time.
We start off on a sad note. You and I have been close to Congresswoman Barbara Vukanovich forever. Her passing yesterday. Your thoughts?
Well, the last time I saw Barbara, we only lived about 500 yards apart, and she always walked her little dog, and I used to see her all the time, and that was the last time I saw her. And, you know, I thought at that time, gee, you know, I hope she's around forever because she's such an iconic person in Nevada for all the reasons we know. But she set a standard that we don't see anymore. She was very principled, very articulate, very firm, but very warm, very friendly, was a good listener, was willing to work with people of both parties and try to find resolution. Never mean-spirited, never said a bad word about anyone, focused on policy. And we don't see that anymore. And so we've lost someone that really set a standard that's tough to be held to.
And she was also pragmatic. I remember in an interview I did with her years ago on the radio, she had just voted for a bill that on the surface, a federal bill, that on the surface, you would have said, why on earth would Barbara Vukanovich vote for this? And I asked her about it on the air. And she said, you know, Sam, there were so many things in that bill that were good for Nevada, I had no choice. That's pragmatism.
You bet it is. We don't see that anymore.
And this is going to be a conversation more than an interview, really, in this segment, because I remember when she turned 91, she came on the program. And as always, whenever Barbara was on the program, the state's media were paying attention to see whatever she'd say. Before we turned the mics on, I congratulated her on her 91st birthday, and she said, "How did I get here?"
That's so Barbara. I mean, that really is the essence of who she is. She didn't change from the time I met her when she was running Senator Laxalt's Northern Nevada office. From the time I met her till literally through her entire congressional career and then on into, you know, private life again, she didn't change. And that's one of the most admirable things about her. And she was always so warm to people, whether she knew them very well or she was very close to them. She treated everyone the same. She treated them with a warmth, a dignity, and a respect that we don't see anymore. And it's sad that young people don't get a chance to see that.
It's true. And you know, I always felt like, you know, I was a member of her family, you know, because when I was a Cub reporter, around the early 80s, she'd just gotten into office, and there was a Republican convention at John Squaga's Nugget in Sparks. And she made sure, because she knew all young reporters were broke, that we got food and we got beverages, and she took care of us. And she wasn't leaning on us for anything. She just wanted to make sure that you were taken care of.
Oh, sure.
And I always appreciated that. But I also appreciated her candor. When I talked to her about birth control and abortion, especially abortion, And I put a very personal spin on the question. Mm-hmm. And she looked at me and she started to tear up and she said, "I can't. It's because of my faith." You know, that was stronger than anything for her.
Sure.
Faith and family.
She and that, I think, permeated her life. When you saw how close she was to George, and particularly after she'd lost, you know, her first husband at a very early age, through, you know, her daughter, through her grandchildren. You saw that. It wasn't a facade. It wasn't people who talk in political life who talk about family is important. No, she lived it. And that's one of the things that made her who she was. She was real. What you saw with Barbara is exactly who she was, no matter when you met with her, no matter if you bumped into her in a grocery store or you met with her in a congressional office. That's who she was, same person.
I loved when Andy Barbano took a run at her, and an old friend of yours, when you were a D back in the day, he worked with you, and he decided he was going to take a run at her, and he said something totally insignificant, and she said, "Well, that's it. We're not going to debate." And that was the end of
it.
I mean, she did not mess around.
Oh, no.
Did she kind of invent constituent service? I mean, you know, with her and George both being pilots, they flew around the entire district, and they knew everybody on a first-name basis. I mean, she was really amazing in that way.
Yeah, for someone particularly who, towards the end of her career, you know, when you think about how tough it is to travel today and the efforts they made to cover the largest congressional district in the country from a geographic point of view, and the efforts they made, which they didn't have to make, but they did, it was because she liked people and she liked connecting with them. And she truly felt, and I think a lot of that came from Senator Laxalt and working for him and seeing how he handled things. It was in her soul that I'm a public servant. I work for these people, so I have to be in contact with them. And she loved every minute of it. And that just was who she was. And she set an amazing standard for us in terms of constituent services. It wasn't called that then. She was just doing what she believed her job was, which was listening to Nevadans, representing them well, and making sure they knew where she stood.
Last question was, she was the ultimate team player. When that U.S. Senate seat opened up and, you know, everybody thought that she would jump into it, and that was not what the party hierarchy wanted, she stayed in Congress and ended up being number 7. That took a lot of dignity to do that in a classy way.
It did. And there are those that to this day said, had she run, with obviously all the major backing, she might have gotten even closer to winning that race than Congressman Santini did. We'll never know, but you're right. She handled herself, as she always did, in the most dignified and respectful of manners.
She will be missed.
You bet.
More with Senator Townsend when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Pro Business Workers' Comp Company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Senator Randolph Townsend. Let's talk about legislative issues, and in particular mental health, which for your time in the legislature was a major, major issue for you on a national level. What can we really accomplish? How much money would it take? And can you ever really prevent the kind of mental health disasters that occur in this country or anywhere for that matter?
Well, the first thing that has to be done, as you well know, Sam, I was fortunate enough to receive an appointment to President Bush's new Freedom Commission on Mental Health, first one that was done at the federal level in 25 years. There are so many silos with regard to services that are available from the federal government that most of us, there were 15 of us, I was the only elected one on that particular commission. We had the smartest attorneys in the world, and we had a hard time figuring it out. Now, how are you going to ask someone with mental health issues who are on their own to try to figure a way out? We have to make this a much simpler system to start with so that people actually, because there's billions spent in this country on mental health issues. That's the first thing you have to do, is make sure the money gets to the people in need. The second thing we have to do is realize that an awful lot of people with mental illness end up with some kind of co-occurring disorder, whether it's alcohol, substance abuse, or whatever, and we have to make sure they get the kind of services that are necessary so that they can get out of that dependency and moved over into a serious mental health system. The third thing we have to do is make sure that there is a streamlined version here in the state. And I think that the efforts that were made in the last couple of legislative sessions by my former colleagues have been admirable. The fact is, we don't have a lot of money. That means you have to prioritize. And you have to have a philosophy that says those that can't take care of themselves need to be taken care of another way. And so you're going to have to move some other priorities around and start funneling more money into this. When you look at people with autism, and particularly as they get older, the school system cannot handle them, whether it's early or late. And then when they become adults, and then what happens to those with mental illness when their guardians or their parents pass, they just go into a great abyss. That's just unacceptable. We all know it, we all agree to it, but we have to make tough decisions. And if you're unwilling to put additional dollars into it, and I understand the philosophy of the state and the federal government with regard to a number of those issues, then you're going to have to prioritize it. And it's got to move way up the ladder. And you're going to have to focus money on it because it takes money, particularly outreach. For those that we've run into over time, when the new psychotropic drugs came online and they didn't have the side effects that they had before, and people take them, they start feeling better, they say, well, I must be cured, so they stop taking them. That requires outreach, and that costs money. So I think that the answer to your question is how much? Well, there's never going to be enough, but it has to be a lot more, and it has to be focused. It has to be focused not on administration or tracking or any of that. It has to be about getting money to those who actually need it. That's the biggest challenge that's faced today.
You brought up the topic of autism, and that's one that you know I deal with a lot on this program. And one of the major concerns I have, and I agree with you, is as these children become adults and their caregivers, whether it be parents or others, are unable to take care of these kids, these adults now are going to become wards of the state or the federal government. And the more we can do now to be able to aid the families will help us, because otherwise we're going to be warehousing a lot of people, and that's going to cost a lot more money than people think.
Well, absolutely. And when you look at the opportunities, they're going on at Opportunity Village now, building housing for those that are developmentally disabled but who are functional. We're going to have to start looking at that immediately. That's a potential growth industry for our community relative to building housing, where people can have a minimum amount of services and still be independent and still have access to resources that they particularly need. That's not a sexy thing to talk about, because if it's not in your family, people aren't interested. But if you look at this in the broad spectrum of mental health and not just autism, everyone knows somebody, not necessarily in their family, but they know some other family that has these issues. And they've got to start focusing on those kinds of things, because it's back to the philosophy. There are those in our community, our state, our country, who cannot fend for themselves. And that's where we as human beings on the planet Earth have to step in and help. And it means we got to focus on it and not on an awful lot of these other things, which brings us to the last legislative session and previous legislative sessions, including some in which I served. We spend more time on things that aren't prioritized, and we don't focus on those things that are very difficult. They're not sexy politically, but they're very difficult. That's where you need to spend your time. And we're getting away from that, because that's not a billboard, it's not a direct mail piece, it's not a radio spot, it's not a TV spot for the next political campaign, which brings up the idea of too many campaigns. You know, in the case of the state of Nevada, where we have assemblymen that run every 2 years, they serve one session, and now you have term limits. Well, what are you going to learn? So I think they ought to consider two things that could be really helpful to focusing on public policy. First thing you do is you change assembly from 2 to 4 years, Senate from 4 to 6 years. By the way, not a bad idea in Congress either. And the second thing you do, and the most important thing you can do, is to change the time the legislature meets. Right now, you get elected and then you go meet. Well, you got all of a sudden, boom, you get an election, everybody's patting you on the back and telling you how great you are, and you go into a session. You really don't know anything. So if you move that off a year and let someone get elected and get appointed to those the actual standing committees they're going to serve on during the session, and then have those meetings for 16 months where they can learn their job, they can learn the issues, they can learn who the people are that are affected, they can go out and meet with those folks, they can see the effects of that, and then go into a session and make determination. I can assure you that you'd have a lot better legislative process, and it would really help these young people who are coming in with a minimum amount of experience and facing a 12-year term out experience.
You're the first person to have publicly said this, and I applaud it. Let's take a break and talk more. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
The Reno Rodeo, June 20th through the 29th. 10 nights of the greatest extreme sport on dirt. It's family fun all can enjoy. Ticket proceeds benefit children with extraordinary needs through the Reno Rodeo Foundation. Help support our community and our area's little cowpokes.
KRNB News 4 is a proud sponsor of the Reno Rodeo, and it's the most fun you'll have with your boots on. So round up the posse, head to the Reno Rodeo, and get your cowboy on.
If you've been injured in a car accident, a slip and fall, or any other life-changing calamity, how can you be sure you'll receive the best advice and help with your claim?
At Galloway & Jensen, we have the answers you want and the experience you need.
Insurance adjusters are trained to act like your friend, but they're also trained to take advantage of you.
We work for the insurance companies,
and we won't let them take advantage of you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should, too.
Christensen Automotive is your locally family-owned and operated auto repair shop. Their ASE-certified technicians can take care of all your automotive repair and maintenance needs for all makes and models, including RVs and diesels. They also offer a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty, and financing is available. Save the date for their open house in Gardnerville, Friday, June 14th from 4 to 7 p.m. for barbecue, giveaways, and a live radio remote with me, Monica J. from News Talk 780 KOH.
Travel safe with Christensen Automotive.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former State Senator Randolph Townsend. The NV Energy sale to Warren Buffett's subsidiary. Your thoughts on this? You were very much involved in energy issues. You were the person that brought Walt Higgins back to Nevada to save NV Energy. So you have a lot of vested interest in this. Your thoughts?
Well, it was interesting that the bill came late in the session and was a rather large, complex one. And then, of course, you had the sale to MidAmerican, which is a Berkshire Hathaway subsidiary. Very big stuff. A lot more complex than people think it is. Let's look at the sale first, then we'll look at the bill second. The sale is not just about NV Energy, and I hope people understand that. It's really about the location of NV Energy and what it has to offer in the West. If you look at Berkshire's other holdings, which is a great deal in wind, natural gas, some coal, they're really looking for a corridor to the growth markets, and they're looking long-term. If you look at the history of Berkshire, they don't buy anything that doesn't have good management, good cash flow, and a huge long-term future. They don't buy anything short-term. Short-term to them is about 10 years, but they're looking out generations. So this was a very important purchase to them because this is going to give them and all of their holdings an access to the growth markets and the biggest markets, which is the West Coast, particularly California, Las Vegas, of course, and the Phoenix area. And that is for the import of renewable energy because California is demanding that under their renewable portfolio standard. Like the one we have here, theirs is much bigger. So this is a big play, not a little play. This is a big play for the Western market, and we'll have to see how that plays out. From a legislative standpoint, we probably could have spent a lot more time on this bill. I know that the interims I spent working on energy tried to build some consensus. There was some concern by the PUC. One of the disappointments for me was the lack of involvement of the Bureau of Consumer Protection, which I had a 30-year interest in, as you well know. I was kind of perplexed by their lack of involvement and concern because they represent residential as well as small commercial players. They didn't deal with the Utility Resource Planning Act in this bill, which I'd hoped they would. You know, we put that in almost 25 years ago. It's probably due for an update. That could have been helpful in dealing with this issue. I think everyone agrees about the coal plants. We can go on with that. But as we work through the process that is now set up, we'll have to see how it goes. I mean, everyone can speculate that rates will go up or rates will stabilize or rates will go down. But I think that's something for the future to behold.
I just don't know. We will come back to another program to talk more about this because we are out of a whole show here, but a big list still to go. Thank you so much for being here, always.
It's my
pleasure. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Let's face it, you see a lot of attorney ads on TV these days. If you've been injured in the Carson City area, choosing our firm can make a real difference.
Take the first step.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered all of Absolute Dental's incredible savings for adults and kids, like free whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $999, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
A new day is dawning in Nevada. A day that puts you in charge of your finances. A day when one financial institution can provide you with the cash you need. Loans custom tailored to fit your situation. Check cashing and gold buying services when you don't need a loan at all. Money orders free every day. It's all about you and your financial needs. Experience the Check City difference.
Are you hungry? Come enjoy our $5.99 breakfast, lunch, or dinner special value menu. Cheddar Jack Cheese Omelet, Burger and Fries, Super Sloppy Joe and Fries, plus much more. Eat at Joe's, corner of South Virginia and Neal.
We've got some great new high-end carpets at Washburn, but we've also received brand new mid-priced and inexpensive carpet. With advancements in technology, the new yarns are stronger, more resilient, and more stain-resistant. This applies to every carpet we sell. Come to Washburn and choose from our big in-stock selection or our special order samples. You'll find the perfect carpet for your taste and budget. We always offer the lowest carpet prices every day. Plus, there are no hidden costs. So come to Washburn, where you'll find first quality carpet for less.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, we'll have a fascinating interview with Robert E. Lang. He's a professor at the Greenspun College of Urban Affairs. We'll see you on the next broadcast. We'll